The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Terrific. How are you?
Lovely.
We have, for the second week in a row, attorney Richard Finucci. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Patrick.
Good morning, Rick.
Great to be back.
Great to have you back. Thanks for being here. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, if you have any questions or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't covered in the past few years, you can email it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, check the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on at the corners.
Please don't be shy. Give us a call, jingle, or email quickly and tell us what you'd like to hear about or if you have a topic you'd like to talk about on the show with us. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Also go to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows. Once again, attorney Richard Finucci, no stranger to our show. You've been here several times over the past several years. We'd like to know how long you've been a real estate attorney and in practice, and your contact information, please.
Well, thanks, Jackie. I've been practicing law 26 years now, and we do a variety of things in our office. Our practice consists of real estate, issuing title insurance. We do a lot of elder law, estate administration. I do municipal law. I'm the solicitor for various municipalities and school districts. So my partner, Corey Colcharno, practices exclusively in criminal defense, state and federal.
So very good. You have a busy office, wonderful support staff, Nadine and Maureen, and very pleasant people to work with, you know your stuff. And last week I did touch on, in the beginning of the show, how important it is in a real estate transaction to have an attorney who practices real estate law.
And an experienced staff. And I have to say that we are particularly proud and honored to privileged to have the staff that we have for so long. My staff has been with me for nearly 20 years, and that's quite an honor. And by the way, our office is located in Blakely, 240 Main Street in Blakely, and we are can be contacted by contacting 570-383-0652.
And your web address?
Website is www.finuccicolcharno.com.
Okay. Last week, we talked about real estate disclosure law, and we had a fantastic discussion regarding that. This week, I'd like to change topics and talk about, every day, it seems, at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we receive calls regarding people who want to rent to own, or they say lease. Do you have a property with a lease with option to buy available? And or a seller that's willing to provide owner financing. And these are all different topics that could, some people think, mean the same thing, could mean different things. And then there's also what we call land installment contracts, which are a little bit more detailed and complex. We could talk about that later. But rent to own, lease with option to buy, seller financing. I'd like some legal opinion regarding those items, please. What are your thoughts?
Well, Jackie, you know, all of those things that you've just referred to are basically can be one and the same. It depends. They are often mashed together as one, but the truth is there are numerous options out there and variations on all of these things. You know, a rent to own or lease to own contract is a hybrid between a lease agreement between a landlord and a tenant with simply an option of the tenant to purchase the property after a certain amount of time expires. That's what it is in its purest form. No two agreements are quite the same. And I will say that they're not for everybody. They're not for every seller. They do have their drawbacks, and it's not for every buyer, because there's potentially a lot that a buyer will lose if they don't fulfill their obligations. So depends on the circumstances.
Sure. And a lot of times sellers, maybe when they first put their house on the market, would never even consider renting it or a rent to own option, lease with option to buy sort of thing. But as the home sits on the market several months, you're headed towards the winter, maybe you're carrying two mortgages, or maybe you just financially need some income, some flow of money coming in. So they think about it, it's more of a possibility. So a lot of times sellers ask us what we think about this. And as you mentioned and pointed out, no two are ever the same, but we have to guide our clients the right way. And I don't know that they're always a good idea for a property owner.
Yeah, correct, Jackie. And it really is very fact sensitive, and it depends on the situation. I mean, ideally, as you know, any seller, their goal is to sell the property, have a closing, walk away with the check, and be done with it. That's the ideal situation. But there are times where that's not feasible, or if a property is not that marketable, a seller may look at a lease to purchase type of a situation. I always advise my sellers that, this should be a last option. You know, unless there are compelling circumstances on a seller's side as to why they don't want to sell the property right out. And often there is. Sometimes there's a complication with a family situation or something with the title that they know is going to take some time to clear up, and they maybe can get, lock in a buyer. I mean, that is a benefit to one of these things, that you can lock in a buyer and get some income during a period of what would otherwise be vacancy or dormancy of the property. I advise them that you need to find the right buyer, because there's lots of people who are, I'm sure, buyers who are out there desirous of doing this, but honestly aren't really, it's not feasible to engage in some contracts with certain people, especially those that have no hope of ever having, credit rebuilding.
So the right buyer, how would you define right?
Well, a buyer, let me say that traditionally, when someone wants to buy a property, you enter into an agreement of sale, you go apply for a mortgage loan, and the bank loans you money, unless you have, the money sitting in a bank, which is rare, you want to get a loan. And often, people, for different reasons, are unable. They don't have the requisite down payment. They don't have the credit to obtain a loan. And, so they are forced to have to, look at either just straight rent or rent to own. A good buyer, I would define as one who has basically maybe fallen on some hard times, who had a good track record, and something came along in life, a divorce, a separation, an illness, a loss of a job, that they're on the rebound, and they have the potential to rebuild their credit. They just need some time to go by. They need a couple years. They're otherwise good people, good tenants. You should shop for a seller who's looking to do this, should shop for a potential buyer no different than they would shop for a good tenant, because that's really what they are. Let's face it, these things are is basically, as I said earlier, a lease agreement with an option, usually it's just an option, for the buyer to purchase after a certain amount of time goes by. And I always recommend to my sellers that time period should be short, a year to maybe 3 years, the most, and in which time you pay rent, and the payment methods and applications do vary greatly, but you pay rent, and then after a certain time goes by, you can say, well, I want to buy this property. So
does the whole rent payment, I think some people are under misconceptions that say, I paid $1,000 a month rent, that, now my purchase price will be $12,000 less than it was. And that's not necessarily the way it works, is it?
It can, Patrick. It doesn't always. Again, there are so many variations to these things, but that is one option. It all depends on what the parties agree to. Generally, the elements are you enter into a lease agreement. The buyer puts down a certain amount of money, usually non-refundable, and that's somewhat of a down payment, which, by the way, really restricts or limits the market out there, because if a person was able to have a down payment enough, and I rarely recommend my clients, my sellers, go forward in entering into these contracts unless they get something substantial as a down payment. There's no set rate on what that would be. It could be anywhere from 2% up to 7% of the purchase price. And by the way, that's another thing. The purchase price can vary. Usually the purchase price is set a little higher than what the going rate is, just because the seller has to wait a couple years to get their money, if they ever get it.
And it's a risk.
It's a high risk. Yes.
Yep. Exactly. The down money would vary as well as the purchase price. So, To further answer your question, Patrick, as far as the repayment can be structured that
a portion
of what is paid in rent could go to reducing the ultimate purchase price. They usually agree on this is the price that we will agree to purchase it for, or sometimes the options say that we will agree to purchase it based on whatever an appraisal is that we mutually select and obtain 3 years from now at the times. So that could be done. But usually it's a set price, as I said, a higher price. And then they whatever a portion of what they pay goes toward reducing or crediting them at the end, on the date of closing. And in mostly all of these cases, if the buyer does not fulfill their obligations or if they breach the contract. Remember, it's a lease agreement. It's the other lease, standard lease terms. You're late, you break a rule, you're done.
Fall
it's
behind always, in the payments, you're
you,
done.
You get nothing back. You lose your option money, your down payment, and whatever payment you've made in rent.
So this is an agreement, a contract, that's between the landlord and the tenant, because that's what it is right now. It's not a seller and a buyer. It's a landlord and a tenant. So you're in a lease. But you're also, what you're proposing is that you establish the sales price, down payment, non-refundable down, right?
Yes.
And a portion of the rent going to reduce the sales price.
Those are the standard components of one of these. And remember, it's a lease agreement, as you said, with an option contained in the lease that says this buyer has the right to purchase this property within this time period for this price. And here's what will happen between now and then if you decide to do. X amount of your payment will go toward reducing your credit, et cetera, et cetera. And also, don't forget there's other things that come up in these, such as maintenance and that, and insurance and taxes, which we could talk about.
And inspections, because I want to talk about that, because every buyer has a right to inspect the property that they're going to own. But if they're leasing it for a term, like you mentioned before, 1 to 3 years, do they do the inspections now or 3 years later when they have use these systems? They're older now, appliances, furnaces, roofs, windows, so on and so forth.
There can be provisions for inspections to be done, and I always recommend it's done prior to the occupancy of the property, because usually these agreements say that, once you're in there, that's it. You are now assuming, the tenant, the proposed buyer, is assuming all responsibility for any and all issues with the property. Pretty much like in a straight lease situation, the seller wants to hand off all liability and responsibility for maintenance, payment of taxes, payment of insurance. These are other things that are usually components of these that buyers must pay in addition to the rent as a condition of getting one of these.
So the renter would pay the taxes?
Yes, usually.
And property insurance, they could only have renter's insurance if they're a tenant.
They would pay, reimburse the owner for the property insurance, and in addition must carry their own renter's insurance.
Sure, because the homeowner's insurance doesn't cover the contents of the tenant if there was something like a fire.
That's correct.
That broke out.
That's correct. Now, in the case where a buyer is unable to pay these things, sometimes that could be drafted that at the time of closing, in addition to the balance of the amount owed the seller, reimbursement of the prior year's taxes are owed at that time too. So, you know, if you have a situation where a buyer just is down on their luck, they need a couple years to reestablish their credit. If the seller is comfortable knowing that this looks like a good candidate and we have a lot of faith in them, they have a good job, and they have a good family, we think that they're going to be able to do this and they're willing to make this commitment, you know, it might be worth the seller's while to do this, especially if you're completely made whole down the road.
And if someone's willing to do that, I think that would be, if someone was willing, in terms of the tenant, willing to do this, I think it would be a good fit. But I think a lot of times people want to do a rent-to-own thinking that they don't have to do any of that. They just go in, rent the property, and if they want to buy it after 2 years, they have the first right to do that.
That's correct, Jackie. And I think often it's, you know, it's believed that it's that simple, and it's really not.
So they got to come in and sit down with you and hash all of this out before.
Yeah. You know, the entering into one of these contracts it can be very complicated, especially as, you know, we've talked about all the various options that are out there. And, you know, this is just one of the many reasons why buyers must have the contract reviewed by an experienced real estate attorney before both sides, seller and buyer.
I won't do them. I will not fill out. We're not lawyers. well, first of all, we don't have a form. You know, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors has provided with us with a library of forms. We have many, many, many forms covering everything. Listing, selling, the seller's disclosure, agreement to sale, addendum, so on and so forth. We do not have a rent-to-own contract. And I have always told people, I've explained, you know, what they can do on the landlord side and on the tenant side, but I have always explained that if they want to enter into this, they have to have an attorney draft that type of paperwork.
Very, very important. And right down to the to determine whether or not it actually is an option and versus an obligation.
Well, there you go. The word option. They don't have to buy it.
No. And if it's you got to be careful what they're signing, because what they could be signing is not an option, but yet a legal obligation, meaning at the end of 3 years or whatever the time period is, you must buy the property. Now, of course, you're going to wind up in court if that isn't able to happen.
Sure. Wow. Okay. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I would. If condition counts, then you must consider this. We have a three-bedroom, two-bath home tucked away from the street at 521 Charles Street in Troop for $149,000. It has a wide expanse of a front yard with blooming perennials, and it has access to the rear of the property from a road off Magyar Street. This home has gas heat, appliances are included, and it has low taxes of only $1,650 a year. It also has a partially finished lower level with a family room. That's 521 Charles Street in Troop, a three-bedroom, two-bath home tucked away from the street at $149,000.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello again, Jackie. How you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. What's the moral of the story?
We are not there yet.
Oh,
we have attorney Richard Fanucci for the second week in a row. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Excellent discussion last week and this week. This week we're talking about rent to own, lease with option to buy. We didn't get into owner seller financing yet, but we're headed in that direction. Before we go, Attorney Fanucci, please provide your contact info, please.
Thank you, Jackie. Our location is 240 Main Street in Blakely. We are about two blocks from the Anchor. Our phone is 570-383-0652, and our website is www.fanuccicoltrano.com.
And you're doing real estate practicing law. One of the areas of your expertise is in the real estate end of things, real estate law. You've been doing this how long?
Well, this is our 26th year.
Excellent. Okay, great. We're talking about rent to own, lease with option to buy, and the things that we need to think of as realtors when people call in and ask about rent to own. How do we guide our sellers and our people that have a house for sale and they've had it on the market for some time and they are now realizing that it's really difficult to find a buyer and they need a stream of income coming in, and perhaps they're thinking about doing one of these rent to own, lease with option to buy. Before the break, you talked about that it's a lease agreement between a landlord and a tenant, but the tenant has to be very careful about what they're signing because it's sometimes not an option, it's an obligation. So they're obligating themselves to purchase the property at the end of the term of the contract, correct?
That's correct, Jackie.
And that would become a what kind of contract?
Well, that would now go into what we know historically as a land installment contract or installment land contract. They're worded same way, where a person actually commits to buy the property.
They know they're going to buy
long term.
Long term.
Long term.
They just need a couple years to straighten things out.
Need a couple. Yeah. And they don't get title right away. The title remains in the owner's name, and the person usually will possess the property, like in a lease to own with an option to buy situation. You're now obligated to do it. You know,
and there's no option. There's no
option.
Out.
No out.
Okay.
Well, there's an out, but you walk away, you lose everything.
You lose everything. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What about seller financing, owner financing?
Yeah, that's another way for an owner to sell a property to someone who may not otherwise be able to secure traditional financing. You could consider owner financing. And with that, unlike the other options of a lease / purchase with option to buy or an installment land contract, straight owner financing consists of where you actually transfer the deed, you transfer the title to the buyer and take back what we call a mortgage on the property.
So you're a bank.
The buyer's exactly.
The seller
is acting as the bank.
And so usually they own the house outright. They don't have a current mortgage on it.
And the buyer makes the monthly payments per an amortization schedule, just like you would to a bank, with interest. You know, they sign a note, the buyer signs a note and has a mortgage placed on the property. So it's a lien. In the event that the buyer defaults, doesn't honor the payments, just like in a situation with a bank, the owner can foreclose.
Foreclosing on a property is an expensive and lengthy process.
It is. And it's not for the heartless because, you know, banks are in the business and they do this all the time. But even to them, it's very costly. It's time consuming. You don't make out when you have to go into a foreclosure.
Right. And so
arguably all of the fees that are due and owing, including attorney's fees, costs of filing, sheriff's fees, court filing fees, etc., all get tacked on top of what the person owes. That's all owed by the buyer. But realistically, if this person, the remedy is to take the home back, you're lucky you to get it back. Realistically, you're never going to see any money from that.
Well, banks have management companies that take care of these foreclosures. They themselves.
Right. They have their own legal teams. They're equipped to do this. I wouldn't want to do that.
So rent to own, or lease with option to buy versus owner financing? Is an eviction or a foreclosure? What's, I mean, if there's any more desirable situation out there, what would you think?
I recommend to my sellers that if they are exploring either of those options, I would probably try to guide them toward the lease with option to purchase scenario, because at least you still maintain ownership, control of the property. And if the person defaulted and you needed to get them out rather than have to go through the whole expensive involved foreclosure process, you simply go to the magistrate and you go through a straight eviction, like a tenant eviction, which is, you know,
easier,
a lot easier, less expensive, and they get evicted.
It's not pleasant. Neither one is pleasant, but it's a little easier to do the eviction.
These are all risks. You know, these are all risks with all these options.
You know, my dad would always talk about when interest rates were 18% and buyers couldn't afford mortgage payments because of the high interest rate. He would broker many transactions and agreements where sellers would provide the owner financing to buyers, and it made deals happen and it all worked out. Nowadays, it's completely different. Do you really find that rent owns, lease with option to buy, do they work?
Only in a very few limited circumstances. And I said in the beginning of the show, Jackie, you have to have really the right set of circumstances, namely the right set of people, the right property, the right people. I honestly don't favor them at all.
I have to agree and concur with that. We have to advise our sellers the best we can. And of course, we want to help people find housing as well. But these types of scenarios rarely I see work out in the long run. Getting back to maintenance and the rental payments regarding the rent to owns, lease with option to buy. Mm-hmm. Maintenance is on whom?
Well, it does vary. That's one of the things with these, that it's all about what the people agree to. But ideally, for a seller, you would want to put all the maintenance on the buyer's shoulders and make it a condition of the lease that, you know, if you don't fulfill, you get evicted. So, you know, whose responsibility is it to plow the snow or cut the grass? Well, it's on the tenant. If you don't, you get evicted. A lot of sellers will not like to relinquish those types of things. They like to maintain it and somehow either include it in the rent or charge the seller a surcharge.
Charge the tenant.
Tenant, a surcharge for, in other words, make the tenant pay for it as part of the rent.
Excellent. Okay. We're wrapping up the show. We only have a couple minutes left. Is there anything that we didn't hit regarding the items we spoke of today?
Well, you know, in the end, these types of contracts, rent to own, or owner financing, installment land contracts. I mean, the sellers need to carefully choose the right buyer or the lessee for this property.
And carefully choose the right attorney.
Correct. These are very complicated matters, as we've, you know, probably seen during this discussion. And you really need an experienced real estate attorney to make sure you're being guided properly.
I would have to agree with that. Absolutely. We had two fabulous discussions with you, Attorney Richard Fanucci. You can be reached at 570-383-0652 and your website?
FanucciColcharno.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have an all-brick ranch at 808 Hilltop Drive in Jessup that is ready for new owners. This three-bedroom, two-bath home is $169,000. This beauty has hardwood floors in the bedrooms, ductless air conditioning, a garage, and an eat-in kitchen. It also has a sliding door that leads to a concrete rear covered porch that is really very nice. The lower level is finished with a family room and a three-quarter bath. It also has a newer roof, replacement windows, and that sliding door is new. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath, all-brick ranch at 808 Hilltop Drive in Jessup for $169,000.
Thank you, Pat. During the week, remember, you can always call us 570-344-6724 or visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.